Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And friends, this is the show where we have dedicated ourselves to raising your energy, your vibration, your frequency, making you feel better than you did before you tuned in. That's the whole intention of us coming here every Sunday, spreading you our good vibrations on Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey Pwah, bringing in some unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from my heart to yours. We have a very fun show lined up for you guys today. We're going to be talking about the entrepreneurial age, which is now. It's this age. The time is now to do what you want to do. Follow your dreams. We're going to be talking about what you can do, the steps that you can take to start moving in the direction of following your dreams. I'm also going to give you kind of like a brief history lesson of how, our society and the economy has grown from the industrial age being introduced in the 1950s to, you know, the internet age. And then we're now in an entrepreneurial age, and there's just all these facets of the human experience that is now being offered. There's so many more facets available to explore in today's world than there was versus 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years and so on and so forth ago. So this is a show that is based around inspiring you to start working towards your dreams. Now, we all have dreams, we all have desires, we all have aspirations, we all have visions. Well, these visions are actual full-blown manifestations in our minds of who we potentially could become. But do remember that these visions that we have, they already exist. According to string theory, according to the idea that there is an infinite number of parallel realities existing simultaneously, this supports the idea that there is indeed a reality in which, you know, if you have a vision, you have this vision of yourself, there is a physical reality with a vibration of you that is currently existing in time and space. It's just a matter of you raising your vibrational frequency to that vibration, and then you can experience that reality. That's why the people that expect the money get the money, the people that expect the poverty get the poverty, the people that expect the fame get the fame, and the people that expect whatever they expect get exactly what they expect, right? And then if you don't receive exactly what you expect, there's this kind of tickle in the back of your head where you kind of knew a little bit and you kind of felt it, like you just, you know, you're, it's being in tune, it's getting in tune with higher self, you know, just like getting in alignment. You'll get signs all around you. Things will show you. Numbers, patterns will pop up. There's just a tremendous amount of guidance that's constantly surrounding us, guiding us to our highest selves, to our highest states of consciousness, right? So, you know, I've recently been having experiences. I myself am an entrepreneur. I decided to recently completely dedicate myself to making, you know, my company support not only myself, but employees and, you know, as many people that would like to get involved as possible. I want this company to be able to support them. So, you know, I had a job before this, and I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't happy. I was making money, and that's all well and good, but I wasn't completely fulfilled. I felt like, you know, we were given this precious, fucking precious time on this planet, in these vessels, these vehicles, right, to just experience this density of reality in. And I kept feeling like this pull. It was like, what are you doing? Like, I understand you're making money, but what are you doing? What am I putting my time towards? And I, you know, I had this epiphany, and I realized I came here to this planet at this time with great intention. And that intention is to spend my time empowering other people. That's why I love being on the radio and, you know, telling you guys what I think and what I've learned, my experiences, because it empowers me. It's a win-win situation. And that's why I've created this company, and I've just gone full force with it, is because I believe within the depths of my heart that as long as I just stick to it and maintain my vision, I will raise my vibration to the frequency of exactly that vision that I'm holding in my mind's eye. Therefore, I must experience that reality. So I encourage and hopefully inspire you to possibly, you know, ask yourself before you started doing that thing that you do that you decided is more important than following your dreams, what was it that you wanted to do? Like, did you want to be a musician? Did you want to be a scientist? Did you want to be an architect? Did you want to be an engineer? What brings you fulfillment? And I mean, you know, that's, you know, people find fulfillment in so many things. I mean, so many things. I was just working on a project with a dear friend of mine yesterday, and he's a phenomenal cinematographer, just absolutely phenomenal cinematographer. And you know, we made this music video for both of our companies. Actually, it was kind of like an ad that we're doing. So he made it for his blog, and then I'm taking pieces from the video and making it as an advertisement for my company and this meditation group. So my point is to see my friend in such pure joy, you know, setting up his equipment. And I mean, he had huge boxes of equipment. It was phenomenal. You know, he's so present with his joy, and it came out so good. I mean, like, there's no way that just the, you know, human alone without source intertwined, which there's no such thing, but, you know, there's no way that just the human being could create something so beautiful. There's guidance from a divine flow. I mean, there really is. And like, I was just completely in my joy. I was completely in the moment, completely present with my ecstasy of the moment and just joy of being there and making this video. My dear friend was completely present in his moment, just being in ultimate joy making this video because it's his passion. And it was just like, just the greatest feeling. It inspired me. I said, well, everybody should find their niche, should find their groove, and then create a channel to receive income so they can be supported by the things they love. I mean, isn't that the dream? Everyone says that. Be supported by the things you love, then you never work a day in your life, right? That's what everyone says, but no one actually takes the leap of faith. No one actually says, well, I'm what people do, and if they maintain it, they become really successful. And yes, of course, there's people that take the leap of faith and then lose their expectations, and then sometimes it doesn't always work out the best. But that, in and of itself, is a learning experience too. And no matter what you do, no matter how it turns out that first time, the fact that you took the leap of faith is all that it takes to become that ultimate successful being that you visualize in your mind's eye. And I'm telling you, it is available to you. It is available to you. It is available to you in every single moment of every single day. It's just up to you when you've decided that it's time to jump in, that it's time to take the leap of faith. I know it's like jumping into the void, and I felt really like unsure about it. But now there's been so much confirmation. I mean, the second that I made that jump and I was like scared, like, oh, I don't know how, you know, these things are going to work out. And, you know, I was worried. It all worked out, and it's working out, and it's getting better and better and better every single moment of every single day. And it's because of my belief and my expectation for success and well-being and prosperity and joy and alignment. In enlightenment, right? So there's all these factors that come into play. It's like you're just shifting your state of mind is all you're doing. You're just shifting your state of mind. You're going from a state of complete and utter security, comfortability, which is great and which is awesome. But we grow by getting out of our comfort zones. That's how we expand. By pushing the limits of what we traditionally, you know, feel is our little, you know, bubble, right? When we step outside of that bubble, that's when we start meeting new people, having new experiences, getting new opportunities, seeing different sources for wellness, for joy, for abundance of joy, abundance of happiness, abundance of money, abundance of life, abundance of experience. So just take the leap of faith, I guess is what I'm saying. Just take the leap of faith. Take the leap of faith. And you know, you don't even need a lot of money to do it. You really don't. And it doesn't really matter what you're doing. So this is an aspect that I wanted to talk about, you know, going through the history of, you know, the ages, industrial age, the internet age, entrepreneurial age. You know, 50 years ago, we did not have the avenues of communicating with the world as we do today. We do not have the circulation of currency that we do today. We do not have the circulation of people, of energy, of momentum, of ideas that we have today, of focused individuals. There's now more than ever just this wave of tremendously focused people with great intention. And I mean, there's always been focused people. There's always been inspiring pioneers, right? In every category of the human experience, you know, arts, sciences, I mean, just name it, industry, you know, finances. There's been dedicated people that have made profound, you know, technology, of course, alterations to the way that the entire world operates because they had a vision, they had an idea, and they followed through with it. Well, there's more visionaries now than there ever has been. And 50 years ago, we didn't have the ability to think of a product, create that product on, you know, on a Photoshop program, you know, Photoshop an image, put that on a website, and then before the person even touches the product, they could buy it. Right? We didn't have that available to us 50 years ago, 40 years ago. We didn't have Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter. We didn't have all these avenues to connect with hundreds of thousands, millions of people at the click of a button, right? Now we do. Now we do. So what does that what does that mean for you? Well, that means that this is your time to use all that to your benefit. Take advantage of it. Understand that it's available for you. It's available for you to do with it whatever you want. To do with it whatever you want. If you have an idea, you have a dream, you have a passion, and you don't even want to invest, you know, money in it, invest some time, right? Come up with your idea, whether it be a product or an idea, write it down, offer it to people, get a domain name, build a website. It's really easy. You can build your own website today with like all these website platforms that are so user friendly, and they just like, you know, let you do everything yourself. And it's like, it's become so user friendly. You can do anything if you just say, I want to do this, and then take the leap of faith, invest the time, maybe a little bit of money, and you're off and running. You're in a whole new vibration. You're in a whole new trajectory of momentum. You know that? Because you've taken that leap. And then, all of a sudden, you wake up and you're extremely excited to get back to what you were just doing because you know that it's bigger than you. You know it has this momentum that's unstoppable. And then that's when miracles are made. That's when dreams are manifested. That's when empires are built. It's with that kind of momentum. Really, really powerful stuff, guys. Really, really powerful stuff. You know, if there's, I'm just extremely passionate about you being happy. That's my joy, is everybody to collectively on this planet learn and embody their happiness, learn to be happy and embody their joy. That's my highest excitement, is to see a whole collective community of Earth happy and healthy and wealthy and wise, and with food in their bellies, smiles on their faces, coming together, everyone with the same intention of love, of high vibration, of, you know, it's a whole new paradigm living. And that's, you know, that's what we're building. It's a whole new earth. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's huge. It is absolutely unstoppable what, you know, the things that we're creating. And, you just got to maintain the momentum, got to know why you're here. And that's another really big thing, is getting in alignment with your purpose. You know, this is very difficult. It took me a very long time to peel the layers back and say, well, what in the heck am I doing here? You know, yeah, okay, come here, make money, support, you know, get a family, support, all well and good. That's great. That's all well and good. But is there a bigger purpose? Yes. Have these things, experience these things. Of course, do these things, have a family, and, you know, provide unconditionally for them, and provide for, you know, as many people on this planet as I possibly can. Of course, absolutely. But there's a greater purpose outside of, you know, just coming here to support myself. It's like the purpose is to invigorate. The purpose is to revitalize, is to remind everyone and myself of our power, of our roots, of our source. And the source is the infinite. The source is the ever-expanding potential and possibility in every moment, everywhere, every time, always and forever. Remember, time and space exist within consciousness. They are projections of your consciousness. You can manipulate time and space through where you are focusing your thoughts and focusing your attention. Your momentum creates manifestations. Momentum grows where energy goes. That's all there is to it. If you want to build an empire, you put your energy towards focusing on what that empire looks like, not the things that are getting in your way. You either beat the drum of the blessings that you have and the great things that are available to you at all times, or you beat the drum about the shitty things that are there and what you don't have available to you. It's your choice. It's your choice. One thing attracts one vibration, another thing attracts another vibration. You cannot have two coexisting simultaneously. It defies the laws of vibration. It defies the laws of quantum physics. You have one vibration. It's like tuning into a radio dial or a channel, right? Yes, you have like 1,000 channels available to you at all times. I mean, you have like, you know, a couple hundred radio stations available to you at all times, right? You can go to 95.5, listen to classic rock. But if you wanted to, you could also go to 105.9 and listen to today's shitty hip hop. I'm kidding. But you know, you can't listen to both simultaneously unless you have two radios, but then two radios would be equivalent to two different consciousness. So one consciousness, one frequency, is it fear or love? That's the choice, fear or love. Fear is the eyes, looking through the eyes of fear. You know, I played this excerpt on last week's show, talking about looking through the eyes of fear wants you to buy bigger locks and buy bigger guns and close yourself off. The eyes of love sees everything as one, every one as one collective whole. And the more we look through the eyes of love, the more we embody this love, the more we embody this light, the more we become in alignment with this ever-expanding, infinitely prosperous, infinitely creative, unconditionally loving and appreciative, compassionate and whole being that we are in this moment. We just got to let it in. We just got to let it in. It's always there. It's always there. It's always there. We just got to let it in. Check this out, guys. Check it out. Oh, who am I? Chances are good. I just love this song. And it's actually, the lyrics are in perfect alignment with what we're talking about today. You know, following your joy, being the wholeness of who you are, manifesting your dreams, chasing that entrepreneurial spirit, because this is the time to do it. Who am I? Chances are good.
The question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers, that's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind, make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude, the only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes, beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit and meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question. Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence.
Damn! Man, I love that song. I just love the energy that is produced through that song. Guys, I wanted to take a moment and just thank our sponsor today, Cichet Jewelry. Handmade in Los Angeles, used with empowering gemstones to raise your vibration. Guys, this is just, it's hands down some of the most beautiful handmade jewelry you're going to find, especially in the Los Angeles area, Southern California. Cichet Jewelry, you can follow her on C.Shay, that's S-H-A-Y-E underscore jewelry, for those of you that don't know how to spell jewelry, because I sure as hell don't, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, that's C.Shay underscore jewelry. You could also check her out, you could shoot her an email if you want certain custom orders, you have something in mind, like citrine, amethyst, and I want it on this kind of chain, you know, you can email her cshayjewelry at gmail.com. And that website is actually just being worked on right now, so we'll keep you posted on that. Thank you for our sponsorship today, Cichet Jewelry, keeping the good vibes flowing through here on the Vibration Station. To get back to our show, you know, I think that it's really important that we, it's, you know, speak about, you know, our businesses and sponsoring and everything like that. You know, this is just perfect, and I think that that's really aligned. That our sponsor today is herself an entrepreneur as well, and has that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, because it's just about having a vision and then making it happen. Having a vision and creating it. Having a vision and knowing that there's nothing else in this world that can stop you but yourself. Knowing that if one person can go out and build a net worth of $1 billion, if you want that, you can have it through your focus and dedicated momentum. If you want whatever in this life, it is available to you. The universe infinitely has the channels to yield to you anything and everything that you could ever imagine wanting. It's just the nature of the infinite universe. We just don't receive everything that we ask for out loud all the time because we're too focused on the resisting momentum that's holding us back from receiving it, right? It's like if we could just not focus on the lack of money in the bank account and focus on, well, I'm really blessed because I'm able to pay for everything and I'm creating new channels for income and revenue and I have available to me at all times the choice to start a second income somehow, you know, and then ask for guidance. Please guide me. The point is, focus on what you have. Know that if you want to build something, it's in your fingertips to build it. It's in your fingertips. If you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. That's something that Bob Proctor, he's a great speaker, a wonderful teacher on, you know, the laws of attraction, laws of vibration, and, you know, attracting the life that you want to live. Let it be, you know, an abundant life, obviously healthy, happy, wealthy, wise lifestyle. So if you guys are looking for good vibes and a good listen, check out Bob Proctor. You could also just search a Bob Proctor meditation. He has a couple of these really, really great meditations. And these meditations actually, they program your mind to think in a certain way. And one thing that he says within one of my favorite meditations of his is, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. And it's so true. Now, you know, Bob Proctor, he talks about how he dropped out of high school and he had no guidance. He had no idea what he was doing. He had no way of making money. He had no way of, he was lost. He then was introduced to the book Think and Grow Rich by, of course, Napoleon Hill, and he said that that just completely changed his life. He applied those concepts from that book to his day-to-day momentum and literally made his first $1 million cleaning floors. He got this team together to just clean floors of these commercial office buildings, and you know, he was in his 20s or something, and it was in the, you know, 60s, so that was a lot of money back then too. And it's really cool to see someone come out and say, listen, I don't have an education, but I have a vision, right? And I'm not putting down education. We need an education. We need educated people in this world. You know, and school is a great way to get a great foundation of education, especially when you know what you want to do. But if you don't know what you want to do and you don't have available to you, you know, the $100,000 that it takes to go to school, then, you know, you can get it done. You can learn this stuff. We have YouTube giving you all the information that you need to literally learn how to do anything and everything. Like, literally, anything. Like, you could learn, you could build an entire business off of learning concepts from watching people do certain tasks and crafts on YouTube, you know. It's absolutely amazing. You know, all it takes to be a successful entrepreneur in today's age is a vision and dedication. That's it. And making time for it, cutting the loose strings of the things that hold you back from really going full force and making it happen, right? It's like you got to embody this higher self. You've literally got to envision yourself stepping into the body of this being of light, of this abundant, all-knowing, creative, prosperous, like I've been saying, healthy, wealthy, and wise being, right? You just imagine yourself just stepping in to you in the higher form, you in this higher light, right? And this you is the you that contains all the answers to all the questions that you have, knows what path to take. This you has a broad bird's eye view from all the paths that you can take, and when you take this path, where this leads you. And that's why when you're being guided by this higher self, this higher source, this energy, you feel in alignment, you feel in the flow, as Abraham Hicks says, in the vortex. When you feel in the vortex, you become one with the creator of creation. You become one with source. And when you align your energy with the energy of source, you are unstoppable. Abraham says, one person in alignment is more powerful than a million who are not. So one person who's in alignment with the stream is more powerful and influential than a million people who are not in alignment with the stream. And I truly believe that. And I've had my own personal experiences with that, where I'll be out of my alignment and I will not feel my power. I will give my power to something outside of me. Oh, this person made me frustrated. Oh, this person cut in front of me. Or this person is trying to, whatever it might be, get in front of me on the road, or, cut in front of me in line, or, you know, they have ill intent, or whatever it is. You know, their intention is extremely ego-based and narcissistic, like, whatever it is that would piss me off, I'm giving my power. I'm just, like, giving it away. Like, it's like, I'm, you know, like, here you go, here's my empowerment, right? I'm not down for that anymore. I hold my power. I say, you know, you're a reflection of me, and that's okay. I choose not to put my attention towards you because you are a contrast. Through the power of contrast, I get to pivot my attention towards what I do wish to experience. So that way, the next time someone does cut me off, I'll just be grateful that I am where I am and know that, like, I'm just being guided, right? When the universal wind is at your back, like, just let it blow you away. You know, like, just let it blow you away. Let it take you. just flow, and you'll meet people, you'll be introduced to opportunities. Just don't focus on the nitty-gritty things that you don't pick out things to be pissed at. Don't pick out things to be pissed at. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do. We're so used to picking out things to be upset at. Oh, well, it's dirty. Oh, well, this happened. Oh, well, this happened. You just keep, you're fighting, you're literally arguing for your limitation. That's also what Abraham Hicks calls it. She calls it arguing for your limitation. Why would you want to do that? I understand we live in a dense reality. It's becoming less dense. If you notice, and I know you've been experiencing it because it's a global phenomenon that's happening with the energy that's coming to Earth. You've been thinking about things and they've been manifesting. I know it's been happening to you more now than it ever has before. Whether it's with positive things or negative things, you'll be thinking about something and bam, it'll pop up. You'll think about someone and they'll call and you haven't talked to them in a couple months or a year. Or from 10 years, whatever. You'll like think about, you know, oh, I wonder what the next thing I'm going to get. And bam, something will have. You'll be like, oh, I wonder what the next phone I'm going to get is. And you won't even be thinking. And your phone drops in the water and you have an insurance thing on it. So bam, you get a brand new free phone. It just is aligned. You know, stuff like that is constantly happening. Or you have a thought and you talk about a movie you haven't seen in a long time. You turn the TV on and bam, the movie's right there. Or like you say a line from a movie and it's perfectly on that line. Like it's just, it's not coincidence, it's synchronicity. There's a difference between coincidence and alignment. Coincidence is misunderstood synchronicity. Synchronicity is just universal patterns that are working in such synchronized concert with one another that they're manifesting in these geometrical matrices that come out as physical reality. So we say, oh, that was a coincidence. No, it was a perfect synchronicity because of where your vibration has been, and then there's no resistance. So you think about something, you attract it, and you give it no resistance, it will manifest instantaneously. You think about something and you give it resistance, you say, well, why don't I have it yet? It's not going to come until you let that go. You got to let that go, say, I know it's on my way and I'm content with or without it. That's when it manifests. It's when you hold on so tightly to these ideas of I need this to be happy. That's why it doesn't manifest. That's why people that feel poverty don't receive wealth, because they're in a poverty consciousness. If they were to just focus on the money they do have, be grateful for the food they do have, be grateful for the things they do have, they would start getting more of the things that they want. It's their attention to what they don't have, which keeps them in this limbo state of constantly receiving. And that's why the wealthy receive such effortless wealth, because it's like an expectation. They know that, well, I've built this platform and I'm going to receive this. It's not even a question. What side of the spectrum do you want to be on? One is not better than the other. One is not, it's all a choice is what I'm saying. Yes, of course, wealth is better than poverty, and wealth consciousness is abundant consciousness. Abundant consciousness is alignment consciousness. Alignment consciousness is what we're all seeking, right? To be, you know, that just like I keep saying, healthy, wealthy, and wise being, right? That's what we're looking for. Cool, calm, and collected, healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what we're looking to become more of, right? We just got to let those moments in more. Let those moments in more. So now's the time to do it, guys. Follow your dreams. Know that you can do anything in the world that you want. Absolutely anything in the world. You are unstoppable. The only thing holding you back is your thoughts and where you're putting your momentum of your thoughts. Are you focusing on the lack thereof? Or are you focusing on the anticipation of? If you're focusing on the anticipation of, you're really excited in anticipation of what is coming. You know that what you're building has already universally yielded these energetic results, and it's just a matter of the matrix filling in. If you're focusing on the lack thereof, then you are pinching yourself off of the universal flow that is you. Just know that. Just embody that. Just practice that for a second. Think about that and practice that. Where do you put your momentum? And just be really honest with yourself. Do I focus a lot of my momentum on, oh, why hasn't this happened? Oh, why isn't this happening? Oh, I'm so frustrated at this. Oh, I can't believe that happened. Oh, this person that. Oh, this person that. Wow, you're giving your power away so easily. You're just like, wow, everyone just loves you because you just give them your power. Here's my power, here's my power, here's my power. Or do you embody your power? Do you say, I don't care what these people are doing. I don't care what's going on in my immediate surroundings because my contentment lies within my consciousness. My heart is where my contentment lies. My joy is me. My joy is this moment. My gift is this present moment. That's why it is called the present. I just love that. It's like my new favorite saying. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today's a gift. That is why it is called the present. This gift is the present. You know, man, I was on a journey. I was meditating, journey of consciousness, and I discovered the master, the ascended master, his present is the present. His gift is the moment. His, her, I just say his because, you know, mankind, man, whatever, his and her. The individual, the ascended master, when you become an enlightened being, you are completely fulfilled with light from the moment. You will find everything in your surroundings has something to offer you, and it is so beautiful. Wow, can I tell you, as I just said that, a ladybug landed on the window right in front of me. See, I believe really wholeheartedly in stuff like that, in signs from the universe, just confirmations. You know, I have butterflies flying around my head all the time. I'll be outside, and when I become present with the moment, all of a sudden butterflies will start dancing in front of me, and they'll literally come like inches, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, literally, they will come inches away from my face, and then just fly right up and start dancing around me, and I can feel their energy. Right? You guys are probably thinking, wow, Dave's whacked. No, it's being in tune. It's being in alignment. You're tapping in to these other forces that are constantly present with us. We're just not aware of them because we're too focused on our daily grind. Going to work, coming home, making sure that we feel good so we can get up for work the next day. Fucking A. I understand. We got to support. I get it. But while you still can, start doing some shit that you enjoy because we're here to live the life that we want to live. We're here to live the life that we want to live. We're not here to hustle like we're here to hustle, but hustle light. We're here to hustle love. We're here to hustle joy and alignment and just vitality. That's our hustle. Not what are we going to do to get the next dollar. It should be, you know, what are we going to do to get the next smile out of ourselves and out of our fellow brothers and sisters of this earth community? And then the dollars will come. The dollars will flow, baby. As much as you want them to, in the millions. Why not? Just build the platform and ask for guidance. Have the vision in your mind. Have a number. See that number. Feel that number, be that number, write it down, and know that it's already yours. And then say, okay, now I'm just going to do what I want to do and be guided. Be guided by the higher self, the higher energies of this universe that I am. I am stardust. I am the universe expressing itself through a physical body. I am a fractal of light that contains the entire universe in this little fractal. One of my favorite quotes is Rumi. You are not one drop in the entire ocean. You are the entire ocean in one drop. It is so true. It is so true. It is so true. It is so true. And just hold that understanding to heart. Know that it is the time. The time is now for your dreams to start being manifested. The time is now for you to start envisioning, meditating, feeling, embodying that vision that you have in your mind's eye of who you want to be, who you've always wanted to be, and who you think you should be, who you believe you should be. You are already that person. It's time to let it in. That's all there is to it, guys. You are already that person. It is time to let it in. Oh, thank you so much. It's been such a beautiful and empowering show. Yes, good vibes all around. All around. I want to invite you guys to join a global meditation group. Check out Instagram, universalconsciousness.1111. Once again, that's at universalconsciousness.1111 for global meditations, high vibration, sacred geometry apparel, and just all around good vibes. Make sure to check that out. Once again, I want to thank our sponsor for today, C. Shea Jewelry. Make sure to check her out on Instagram. Great company, super high vibe products, crystals, stones. They totally raise your energy. I'm wearing one right now. That's at C.Shaye_jewelry. You can't miss it. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's just at Good Vibe Station. All right, guys. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from my heart to yours. Just know that you embody all of the creative energy in the universe, and you are the universe expressing itself through a physical body. You are the light. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today is a gift. That is why it is called the present. I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday. Follow your dreams. Peace. That's the prayer and the song with the pudding and proof. The music is the medicine with powers that soothe. Sing the picture of your heart with the color perfumes. Harmonizing with the verses of the absolute. Be an instrument of your love. To be an instrument of your love. Yeah. A vibration massaging station. Melodious inspiration. An instrument of your love. An instrument of your love.